10th parak of Ksuas Mishnah Vav, another complicated Mishnah. He was married to two wives and he sold his field. So now the wives have a lien on the property. The first wife who was entitled to collect first, she wrote to this person who bought the property that I'm never going to collect from you. I'm forfeiting my lien on the property in respect to you. So what happens here? The first one can't collect from the lekeach because she forfeited her rights. Now the second one says, well, I didn't forfeit my rights and I have a lien on the property, I'm going to collect for you. Now, once the second one collects, so Rishayna min Ashniya, the first one who was entitled to collect before the second one, and this mission goes according to the opinion that even if the second one was koidim and goive, the first one could extract from the second one. She says, my choiv is before yours. Now, so the first one takes away from the second one. Now the lekeach says, one second, this is by the first one, you made a deal with me, you're not going to collect from me, it's my field. Lekeach says, okay, now I'm taking from you. The choiv is chalila, we go in circles. Achi yasib shor b'neim. They have to make some type of compromise between them, because that's, and nobody's entitled to anything. Everyone could always say to the other one that it belongs to me. I have the rights. Chayin bal choiv, chayin eishes bal choiv. This thing can happen also with the bal choiv. That also the same idea that a person borrowed money twice, and he sold it to people, and the second one forfeited his rights to lekeach, and the first one forfeited his rights to lekeach, the second one didn't. The same exact situation would apply, and the same thing as v'chein isha balas choiv, a woman balas choiv, that what she has a ksuva that her husband owes to her, and aside from that, she owes money to a second party. So the same situation. A person. The bottom line is, whatever type of chov it is, the person owns two people. And the one who has first rights gave up his rights to collect from the lokeach who bought property from the one who owes him the money, and the second one did not. We can always have the situation that we're going to go in circles and they're going to have to make up sharp.